Welcome to After the Mishnah as we begin Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. And the first Mishnah, after the Mishnah brings the Masorah of how the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, the Mishnah says that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah said three things. And the Rav points out not only three things, but these were three specific things that were said for Kiyum HaTorah. And the third one is Va'asu Siyag LaTorah. Make boundaries for Torah. Every person needs to make boundaries and gedarim for them to protect themselves. Every person knows what things get them into trouble, where the Yetzirah comes and bothers them, and it's important for a person to make boundaries in order to stave off the Yetzirah. The Yalkul Me'amloyez says that included in this is a person must make for himself, must place for themselves gedarim and special times during the day to learn Torah, and should not interrupt this time and not be mevatel this time for anything, for any business deal that may come up. This time is sacred. And he brings a story about a Jewish person whose parnasa was a tailor. Now, this person wasn't just a simple tailor. This person was a world-class expert and a special craftsman in the malacha of tailoring, and his name was out there. And even the king and the ministers would ask him to sew their very expensive special clothing. And this tailor had a special minhag. Every single day, he had 1 hour that he set aside for Limud HaTorah. And in order that he shouldn't be disturbed from his learning during this time, he would lock himself in his room. And at this time, no one was allowed to disturb him and hold him back from his 1 hour of Esek HaTorah. One day, during this hour, a minister from the government shows up and he wants to have a special garment sewn for him. And he knocks on the door, and the wife of this tailor says that her husband now is in the middle of his sacred hour and he cannot be disturbed from his learning. However, if you want to wait, wait till he finishes his hour and then he'll take care of you. So this minister waited until the tailor was finished. The tailor comes out and he sees this very chash of a sar waiting for him. He obviously apologizes and asks for forgiveness. And he explains as follows. He says, the Chazal teach us, Ein ha-Torah miskayemes elo b'mi shemei mis atzmai aleha. Torah doesn't have a kiyum unless a person is ready to die for the Torah. In order to merit the hasaga in Torah, levels of understanding of Torah, a person has to be ready to die for Torah. And the way this tailor explained it was that a person has to look at himself like a dead person. And he tells the minister, right now, when I'm learning, I'm considered a mace. What would happen if you try to wake me up, try to call me? You need a garment made. You need this tailor to make you a garment. Nothing would happen. And he says, the same thing is true when I'm learning Torah. I look at myself like I'm dead. And I am not involved in any esek gashmi. I'm not involved in anything that's needed for my parnasa. When this minister heard these words, he fully understood and was not upset at all at this tailor for not servicing him immediately. We just learned a new pshat from the Yalkut Me'amloyez in Vasu Siyag LaTorah. Person should keep his Sidrei Limud sacred and not allow himself to be disturbed for anything as much as possible. Have a wonderful day.